Welcome to Startup Business 101, where we empower entrepreneurs with the knowledge and resources they need to start, grow, and manage their businesses. You don't have to do this alone. We are here to help you become successful. Now, here's your host, John Reyes.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. Today, we're diving into something that every aspiring entrepreneur needs to tackle and might be a little bit overwhelmed by. Crafting a solid business plan. Whether you're sketching out ideas for your first time or looking into refining an existing business plan, today's discussion is designed just for you. So why a business plan, you might ask? Think of it as your entrepreneurial blueprint. The more detailed and clear it is, the better your chances are for building something that is truly successful. It's not just a document for attracting investors. It's your strategy, your compass, guiding every major decision you make in the early stages of your business journey. We're going to walk through this step by step, just like if you would if you were sitting down together on the kitchen table, mapping out a plan on a napkin. First up, we'll tackle market analysis. This part can actually be pretty exciting because it's where you get to play detective. You'll learn how to dig deep into understanding who your customers are, what they really want, and who else is trying to win them over. Think about it like this. You wouldn't go into battle without knowing the terrain or the opponents, right? Market analysis helps you see the landscape you're entering, spotting both opportunities and traps. Next, we'll shift gears into the nuts and bolts of financial projections. Now, I know this might sound intimidating if you're not a numbers person, but trust me, it's all about telling a story about the business in numbers. How much will you need to start? When will you break even? And what is your expected profits? We'll break these down into simple, manageable parts so you can forecast your finances without needing a CPA for everything you need to do. Throughout this episode, I want to give you not just the technical skills, but also the reasons behind them. By the end of our time together, you'll not only know what goes into a business plan, but also understand why each part matters to your success. So grab a cup of coffee, get comfy, and let's get started in this journey together. You're not just planning a business plan. You're setting the foundation for the future of your dreams. Let's make sure it's right with clarity and confidence. Are you ready? Let's get started. So the first part is the executive summary. We're focused on one of the most critical components of your business plan, the executive summary. Now, you might think it's just a summary, right? But trust me, this part is absolutely key. It's like a trailer of a blockbuster business. It's your chance to grab the attention of anyone reading, especially potential investors, and give them a clear snapshot of what your business is all about. So let's break this down, just like we would if we were chatting over coffee. First, think of the executive summary as the front door to your business plan. You want to make it inviting and compelling. It should be succinctly outlined with who you are, what you do, where you're located, and what you aim to achieve. Start with your business plan's name, the kind of atmosphere it will be, where it will be rooted. Then dive into where you're planning to sell your services and your offerings. This isn't just about stating facts, though. It's about weaving into the narrative that captures the essence of your business. This is where you get to shine. Now, moving on to the mission statement, this is where your business heart beats. You need to clearly articulate why your business exists. Ask yourself, what's our mission? What do we stand for? This isn't just a corporate speak. It's your rally cry. It's about defining your purpose and how this purpose will drive every business decision and customer interaction. Your mission statement should reflect the ambitions not just to exist, but to excel and make a difference in your marketplace. And here's where it gets really interesting. You need to briefly touch on why your business is different than every other business out there in the market. What makes you stand out? Maybe it's a unique approach, your innovative products, or perhaps the exceptional service you offer. Highlighting the differences is crucial because it defines your competitive edge. It's about showing that you're not just another business. You're a business that has identified a unique niche or a better way to cater to customers' needs. In essence, the executive summary should be a powerful, compelling start to your business plan. It sets the stage to invite readers to dive deeper into your vision and strategy. It's concise but packed with insights, just enough to pique interest and leave them wanting to read more about how you're going to turn your mission into a reality. So, as you sit down to draft this section, keep it clear, keep it vibrant, and above all, keep it reflective to your mission and vision. Make sure it encompasses the essence of what you're setting out to build and paint a vivid picture of where you plan to go. Remember, this is the first impression, so let's make it count. All right, let's get into it. If you need to take a break and work on this, feel free. If not, continue on listening to this podcast and you can work on things at the very end. The next section of your business plan is business description. The next section of the business plan is business description. This is where you get to tell the story of what your business is all about, the kind of business model you're adapting, and what you're aiming to achieve in the long haul. First up, let's talk about the details of your business. This part is crucial because it's where you outline the framework of your enterprise. You are launching an e-commerce platform, selling handmade crafts, or perhaps you're setting up a cozy brick and mortar cafe in the heart of the city. Maybe it's a service-based company specializing in digital marketing solutions, or might be venturing into manufacturing with a new line of eco-friendly packaging. Here, you need to describe the type of business you're starting. Be clear and concise, but also describe enough to give someone a clear picture of what your business looks like and what it does. For instance, if you're starting an e-commerce site, detail the kinds of products you will offer, how you plan to source these products, and what makes the platform different from others in the marketplace. Now, this is taking the executive summary one step further. If it's a cafe, what sort of menu items can the customer expect? What will the ambiance be like, and what experience do you aim to provide? Next, we move into your vision. This is your chance to dream big and articulate what your dreams are. Your vision is essentially the guiding star for your business, the ultimate goal that you aim to reach through your daily operations and strategic decisions. It's about looking beyond the day-to-day activities and focusing on where you want your business to be in the next 5, 10, and even 20 years from now. For example, perhaps your vision is to expand your local cafe into a chain of recognized worldwide for its commitment and sustainability and community-based initiatives. Or maybe your e-commerce store will revolutionize the way people buy daily essentials by offering an unmatched customer service experience and leveraging cutting-edge technology to streamline shopping. Here, you should outline the objectives that will help you achieve this mission. Maybe it's about hitting specific sales markets, opening a certain number of stores, or achieving a set of amount of market share. Think of this section as the narrative arc of your business story. You start with the here and now, detailing what your business is today, and then you project into the future, describing what you aspire to become. Now, if you're a brand new business, starting today may be the fact that you're sitting down and you have projections for the future. You don't have to already have started. As a matter of fact, when you're putting a business plan together, it's really important to tell the detail of where you're wanting to go, even when you haven't started, even more so than somebody who has experience and or a track record of being successful in their industry. This not only helps potential investors and partners to understand your commitment and direction, but it also aligns with your long-term goals as you make decisions day by day. Remember, The business description isn't just filler text in the plan. It's a core of your business identity. It's what makes your business resonate with customers, investors, and even employees. So put your heart into it. Be as clear and precise as you can, and always keep that big picture in view. I can't wait to see the amazing visions you all come up with. The next step is market analysis. One of the most critical sections of your business is market analysis. This is where you get to show off your homework about the playground where your business will live and breathe. Let's roll up our sleeves, get into how you can dissect this complex beast in a way that's not only thorough, but also strategic. First up, we've got the industry overview. When you describe your industry, your business will operate in, think of it as setting the stage. You want to paint a clear picture of the drop back you're playing in. This means talking about the overall size of your industry, and we're talking about millions of dollars or billions of dollars or hundreds of thousands of dollars, what the growth rate may look like, and is this industry a booming or is it a mature or stable industry? Understanding these dynamics is crucial because it helps you gauge the potential for growth and scalability of your business. You'll also want to touch on the major customer segments within your industry. For example, if you're launching a tech gadget company, you're targeting tech-savvy millennials or maybe more professional users. Each segment will have different behaviors and needs, which will influence how you approach them and how you market to them. Next, let's talk about identifying your target market. This is all about zooming in on who exactly your customers are. You want to get as specific as possible here because everyone is not your target market. Describe their demographics, age, location, gender, income, education, and more. But you go beyond just statistics. Try to understand their lifestyles, preferences, and purchasing behaviors. Why would they buy from your business? What are their pain points that your product or service solves? Knowing this helps you tailor your market messages and products development to meet their specific needs. And finally, we'll tackle the competitive analysis. This is where you scope out the players on the field. Who are the main competitors? What products and services do they offer? And how well are they doing what they're doing? Understanding your market segment, their strengths, and where they might be vulnerable is important. This information is gold because it's not only shows you the gaps that you can fill, but also helps you position your business more effectively. For instance, if all of your competitors are targeting high-end customers, maybe they're neglecting segments in the budget-friendly family range that you can capitalize on. This section of your business plan isn't just academic. It's about laying down the strategy. It's about proving that you not only know your market inside and out, but you also have a clear plan on how to enter it, dominate it, and eventually expand. So take your time with this part. Gather as much data as you can and present it in a way that backs up your business strategy. Next, let's talk about operational strategy. This is where the rubber meets the road, where the outline of your business actually operates day to day. Whether you're crafting artisan goods or launching a tech startup, understanding and detailing your operational strategy is absolutely essential. So let's break this down together. Just like if I was sitting across from you, planning out the bigger picture, your big movie. First, we're talking about production. This is all about how your products and services will be brought to life. What does the production process look like in your business? Are you a manufacturer of products? Are you providing a service? For product-based businesses, detail your manufacturing process. where and how your products are being made, what materials are being used, and what kind of equipment is necessary. If you're a service-based business, describe how your services are going to be delivered. For example, if you're starting a digital marketing firm, how will you deliver your services to your clients? What platforms will you use? It's also crucial to think about your physical facility needs. Do you need a large warehouse for investors or a series of regional offices? What about labor? Who are your key personnel needed during the production phase, and what skills do they have? Lastly, consider your supply chain logistics. This includes everything from where you're sourcing your materials to managing inventory levels to ensuring timely delivery to your customers. Effective supply chain management can reduce costs and increase your business efficiency. So give this the attention it deserves. Next up, we'll discuss technology. Every business today, no matter how traditional, is impacted by technology. What tech will you rely on to operate efficiently? This could range from production machinery and manufacturing setups to software applications that manage customer relationships or streamline your operations. For instance, if you're launching an e-commerce platform, you'll need robust e-commerce software that can handle everything from sales processes to customer data management. Highlight any unique software or specialized equipment your business will use and explain why it's crucial for your business. Finally, we need to talk about personnel. Your team is your company's backbone, so how you structure your workforce is key. Outline the roles and responsibilities of your current and potential team members. Who is critical at the early stages? Do you need developers, salespeople, administrative support, or all of the above? Describe how each role contributes to the overall success of the business. For example, your developers might be crucial for rolling out new products and features, while your sales team works to penetrate new markets. Creating a detailed operating strategy doesn't just help you organize your business. It also reassures potential investors that you have a clear and practical plan for managing your day-to-day working of your company. It shows that you're not just a visionary, but you understand what it takes to turn your vision into a functioning, effective operation. So take the time to map out every aspect of your operational strategy with clarity and foresight. Remember, a well-oiled machine is more likely to succeed. That's exactly what we're aiming for. Now, let's talk about financial projections. I know this might sound a bit daunting if you're not a numbers person, but stick with me. I'll walk you through this. First up, we have a sales forecast. This is where you predict how much money your business will make selling products or services over the next 3 to 5 years. Breaking this down into monthly, quarterly, and annual intervals helps you to track the progress and make adjustments as needed. When you're making these forecasts, it's essential to be realistic. Base your predictions on market research, early sales figures, or similar business growth patterns. This isn't just pulling numbers out of the air. Please do not do that. It will hinder your success and will discredit you when you present this to somebody who knows about your industry or business. It's about providing a reasoned estimate that you can justify to investors and lenders. Moving on, let's discuss the expense budget. Running a business isn't free, and you'll need careful outlined expense operations and other expenses. This includes everything from rent, salaries, marketing, production costs, and even office coffee machines in the break room. Don't forget to include startup costs. The initial expenses that your business needs to get up and running is important. Don't forget to put those down. This comprehensive budgeting ensures that you won't get caught off guard by unforeseen costs and help manage cash flow effectively. Next is the profit and loss statement. commonly referred to as the P&L. This financial statement shows your expected income and expenses, typically projected over 3 to 5 years. Your financial statement shows your expected income and expenses, typically projected over 3 years. Here you'll detail everything that comes in and goes out of your business. This statement highlights several key indicators such as market growth, operational margins, and net profit margins. If for some reason these things sound daunting, there's some really good software out there that will calculate a lot of these for you. You just have to put the right numbers in and then let the machine work its magic. These metrics are crucial because they tell you not just if you're making money, but how efficiently you're making it compared to how much you're spending. Then there's your cash flow statement. This one is huge because it tracks the actual cash moving in and out of your business, not just when invoices are issued or bills are accrued. It shows the cash balance expected at the end of each period, which is vital for your day-to-day operations. You need to know that you have enough cash on hand to cover your expenses or if you need to secure additional funds. This statement can really help you sleep better at night, knowing your cash flow is under control. Last but not least, we have the break-even analysis. This is where you figure out when your business will start actually making money after covering all of its expenses. Understanding your break-even point is crucial. It tells you how much you need to sell at a certain price to start generating a profit. This analysis can be eye-opening, helping you to set a realistic goal and price for your products and services appropriately. All right, that's a wrap on financial projections. Remember, these aren't arbitrary numbers. They're a financial blueprint to your business's future. They need careful thought, realistic assumptions, and regularly updating. Whether you're pitching to investors or managing internal budgets, these projections will guide you towards financial clarity and business success. Thank you for sticking with me through these numbers. I hope you feel a little bit better. If you still feel a little bit overwhelmed, believe me, I understand. We'll cover more of these in detail in future podcasts. With that being said, thank you so much for joining me on today's journey through crafting an effective business plan. We've covered a lot in this episode. I hope you've gained valuable insight that will empower you to draft your business plan that not only guides your entrepreneurial journey, but also excites potential investors and stakeholders about your vision. Let's quickly recap what we've gone through today, because it's been a lot. We started with an executive summary where we talked about how to present a clear snapshot of your business, including what you're going to offer and your overarching goals. Remember, this part sets the tone for your business entire plan, so make sure it's concise yet compelling. Then we moved on to business description, where you got a chance to dive deeper into what your business is all about. This section is your opportunity to share your passion and detail the specifics of your business offerings, whether you're launching a groundbreaking e-commerce platform or opening a neighborhood cafe. In our market analysis, we unpacked how to effectively analyze the industry you're entering, identifying your market and evaluating your competition. This is crucial for understanding your market's landscape and tailoring your business strategies to stand out. We've also discussed the operational strategy, which is all about the nuts and bolts about how your business operates, from production or service delivery processes to technology and teams you'll need. This section helps you plan out your day-to-day operations that will bring your business to life. Lastly, we tackled financial projections. We broke down how to forecast your sales budgets, your expenses, and analyze your cash flow. These projections are vital for ensuring your business is financially viable and preparing for both the expected and unexpected. As we wrap up today, I want you to feel equipped and ready to tackle your business plan with confidence. Whether you're fine-tuning details or just starting out the outline of your vision, remember that your efforts put into this business plan today lay the groundwork for success of your business tomorrow. Use this plan as your roadmap, continually revisiting and revising it as your business grows and evolves. If you found today's episode on Startup Business 101 helpful, please like it, subscribe, and share it with others who might benefit from it. Your engagement helps us bring more useful content to you and others looking to make the entrepreneurial dream a reality. I'm John Reyes, and I want you to remember every great business started with someone daring to dream and willing to meticulously plan. You have what it takes to turn your dreams into a thriving business. So take what you have learned today, start mapping out your future, and do it now. Thank you for joining me. I can't wait to see where your plans take you. Until next time, keep dreaming big and planning smart. I look forward to speaking with you again soon.